You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and we've got a great show for you today. There's going to be a lot of interesting things to discuss as the SEC migration for the Oklahoma Sooners and the Texas Longhorns continues to take shape. The SEC is planning to have a vote on Thursday as to whether or not they'll admit them. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. It looks like they're going to admit them. All reports are lending to the fact that the SEC will likely vote in 14-0 in favor of adding Oklahoma and Texas after what's been a week of speculation and now facts coming out where Oklahoma and Texas have made their intentions known that they will leave the Big 12 at least as soon as 2025 when the media rights deal ends with Fox. However, other reports have it that Oklahoma and Texas will leave as early as 2022. And we've talked about it on the show at times this week where, you know, you can't announce your divorce and then decide to stay in the house for four more years. It just doesn't really work that way. And that's where Texas and Oklahoma are headed. Now, it's all but official that Oklahoma and Texas will be the 15th and 16th members of the SEC. That'll be decided on Thursday afternoon as SEC presidents will meet and then vote on the quote-unquote application. That's air quotes, application of Oklahoma and Texas. But things continue to get a little bit testy. Bob Bowlesby, commissioner of the Big 12, sent a cease and desist letter to ESPN to basically tell them quit meddling in Big 12 business. The allegations in there basically would lead one to believe that ESPN colluded or conspired to draw Oklahoma and Texas out of the Big 12 into the SEC and to also basically end the Big 12 as a conference. If what Bob Bowlesby is saying in the statement is true, then ESPN is basically being the CIA going into a dictator-led country leading a coup or an overthrow of the power and then watching that government destabilize, going in and taking its resources, basically. Bob Bowlesby alleged in a story written by Dennis Dodd to CBS that ESPN allegedly is trying to take 3 to 5 members of the Big 12 and move them into the American Athletic Conference, a conference that ESPN also has interest in as well. Some pretty interesting allegations there from Bob Bowlesby, a guy who hasn't really been the greatest leader at the Big 12 level. He's not been a guy that's gone to bat for his teams. We've talked about this before with Oklahoma's desire to move Nebraska into the primetime slot. But this, you know, obviously, the Big 12 still has the rights to Oklahoma and Texas until they're actually gone. Anyone that would try to continue to communicate with one of their members in an effort to destabilize the conference or to hurt the conference in a way. I mean, obviously the Big 12 has something to say about that. However, the conference is there because the teams decided, hey, we're going to unite under this conference brand. And I mean, the schools ultimately can do what they want. Now, there'll be some legal agreements that they'll have to work through, some potentially, you know, legal battles that they'll have to work through. But really, I mean, if what Bob Bowlesby is alleging in this cease and desist letter is true, that ESPN has taken certain actions that are intended to not only harm the Big 12 conference, but to result in financial benefits for ESPN. That's wild. I mean, yeah, sure. ESPN has a vested interest in the SEC network and the SEC. They have a vested interest in growing that brand because it grows their brand as well. But it just seems like this is going beyond just conference realignment and again, if this is true, if these allegations are true and ESPN's kind of been meddling in Big 12 business, it's kind of underhanded of ESPN. As we talked about with Josh Neighbors on the Tuesday show, it just makes it all a little bit dirty. And you kind of hate to see college football taking a turn like that, but it is what it is right now. I mean, it's kind of a free for all. And we saw it, you know, 10 years ago with the first conference realignment. It's, you know, the schools can do what they want. They have all the power. The conferences and even the NCAA don't really have much say in how the college football landscape shapes up. It's the school presidents and the schools themselves that are driving this thing. And so it's not really much of a surprise that you start seeing conference realignment take place. And schools are really looking out for themselves and trying to position themselves in a situation that is going to be stable, not just for the next few years, but the next 10, 20, 30 years. Oklahoma and Texas are looking for a place that's going to have a home 30 years down the road, a place where they're going to be able to compete on a national level. They're going to continue to be able to grow their brands in the Southeast. It'll help them in recruiting in Florida and give them an edge in Texas as well. And we've seen Lincoln Riley be able to pull five-star recruits from all over the country. This is just going to help him get a little bit more traction down in the SEC when he's playing on the SEC network on a regular basis, and he's playing Florida, he's playing Georgia, and those games are being broadcast regionally. It's going to help grow Oklahoma's brand as well. For every top quarterback that's out there, his offense is going to be on display week in and week out. And yeah, this is a storyline that's going to continue to evolve. Like I said, it's expected that the SEC will vote 14-0 unanimously in favor of adding Oklahoma and Texas. And we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show when that does happen and what it means for Oklahoma, Texas and the Big 12. But again, there's going to be way more to come from this because, like has been reported earlier, like we talked about earlier, Oklahoma is probably going in 2022. It would be a surprise if they played in the Big 12 in 2022 or 2023. Coming up next, we've got some reactions from you. I asked the question, which games are you most excited to see on the schedule when and if the Oklahoma Sooners join the SEC? We'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, let me talk about Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family-owned business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They've got everything you could use, from engine control modules and brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. They've got the best prices anywhere you can find. You can save up to 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts by buying from Rock Auto, as opposed to going to a chain store or car dealership. Their prices are always reliably low for every customer. They've got an easy-to-use website right now where you can find the solution to all your auto parts needs. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And coming back here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, going to get into your reactions. Ask the question on our Twitter account at Locked On Sooners. What's the one game you're the most looking forward to playing once the Oklahoma Sooners are officially admitted to the SEC, and why? Now, some of you listed more than one game, but you know, I'm going to give you some grace on that because I'm excited for more than one game as well. But at Brett Chilcote says Mississippi State. The Riley versus Leach should be fun, especially if Leach can get it together in Starkville. Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. If Mike Leach can get his offense playing to the level that we've seen the air raid under Leach play in the past, Leach versus Riley would be a lot of fun. At Sooner Fan says, first of all, Bama, iron sharpens iron. He loves playing tough opponents. I mean, that's going to be a ton of fun. You know, Oklahoma going into Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa and playing on a Saturday. I mean, those are two of the most historic and iconic programs in college football history. And generally they play at neutral sites. Getting them playing in home and homes is going to be absolutely fantastic. He also lists Mizzou, just like the matchup. It feels right. OU versus Missouri or OU versus MU. Yeah. It's one of those things. Like, I think I talked about it earlier this week, but Oklahoma's got something like 67 wins. They've played like 90 games against Missouri, and to have not played in the last decade it's kind of similar to Nebraska. I mean, it doesn't carry as much historical significance as the Nebraska rivalry does, but it's still a historically significant rival. If you're talking about Oklahoma, it's a border state, you know, and having those border rivalries, just like Oklahoma does with Texas, I think it matters. And so getting that game back on the schedule is going to be fun. Then he says UGA. This is still at Sooner Fan. I got to get some Rose Bowl revenge. Yeah, man. Hopefully once those two line up, Lincoln Riley doesn't get conservative in the second half and decide to take the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands. But that's a game that Oklahoma, they could definitely got to get some revenge for. At Woomer Sooner, this is Treva Jones. She's the club president for the OU Club of Atlanta. She says, anything in Georgia or anything in Atlanta, or really all of them, after working for the OU Club of Atlanta and being trapped here for so long, I'm shocked and elated. She's going to get the opportunity to see more regional matchups and not have to struggle really to find games, because Oklahoma will be on the SEC network quite a bit. And those, you know, big time games will be shown on, you know, national television and the regional broadcasts in the Southeast as well. You know, when Oklahoma plays Georgia or Florida or South Carolina, it'll likely show up on Atlanta television. Saker, this is at UNI Quez, says, it's always going to be whoever is supposed to be the best for me. I like when we remind people who we are. At LA Sooner, or at the LA Sooner, just said everyone. And yeah, man, I'm excited, man. When that first schedule comes out, that's going to be a lot of fun to go down the list and look at who Oklahoma's games are going to be in the conference, because it's just going to be week to week. One of those things where it's like, not every game is going to be as much of a certainty as it's been in the past with the Big 12. At Brown's Dog Pound, or sorry, at Dogs Go Woof. This is Brown Dog. He says A&M to shut their weak aces up. He used more colorful language there. And then at Robert G with a bunch of numbers says, Bama, there's a new sheriff in town. I mean, we'll see. You know, that's the king right there. And if you come at the king, you best not miss, as Omar said. That's going to be the one that they'll be gunning for. I mean, and being Oklahoma, being the hot kind of rising team on the block, one that hasn't really been able to break through in the college football playoff, I mean, teams are going to be gunning for you as well. I mean, Lincoln Riley gets a ton of exposure. The Lincoln Riley offense gets a ton of exposure. And so those defenses are going to be gearing up every single week to face Lincoln Riley and his offense. And then we've got at Luke_Towson. He says LSU because he lives in Louisiana. I mean, there's Sooners fans all over the country, right? I mean, we talked about Treva. She's out there in Atlanta, and Luke's there in Louisiana. And it's going to just enhance these matchups a little bit more, knowing that they're going to be playing every year. And I mean, you've heard stories about Louisiana State fans, but it's going to raise the level of intensity for these games, at least between fans. The rivalries are going to be huge in the SEC, I think, although they've never really been, you know, traditional rivals. I don't think it's going to take long for Oklahoma and LSU, or Oklahoma and Bama, Oklahoma, Auburn, that for Oklahoma to develop some pretty intense rivalries with some of these teams, especially at the top of the conference. At Smokelahoma 2 says A&M just to settle all the debates. I mean, is there really any debate between Oklahoma and Texas A&M? Oklahoma is a superior program, has been in the history of college football. Texas A&M really can't compete. Now they're going to claim that they're a better program because they're in the SEC and they finished second in the SEC West in 2020. But I mean, you're Texas A&M. You had one good year since you've joined the SEC. Maybe you had another good year earlier in your run, but come on, really? Like, you're going to try and say that you're a better program just because you've been in the SEC. Let's take a chill on that a little bit. At HeyGov, this is Heisman QB at HeyGov, says OU versus Florida, AKA the Soups Bowl. Yeah. I mean, Bob Soup's connection to the University of Florida is pretty cool. And it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, seeing the Sooners line up against the Gators in a game that will matter to the Gators. As at Sean Sloan 70 says, you know, Florida, so we can beat their ace when it matters to them. Again, using more colorful language than I'm going to use here on the pod. But yeah, I mean, who else is getting tired of hearing Florida say that game didn't matter? I mean, I even have debates with Locked On Gators host Brandon about this. Like, okay, so it didn't matter just because you lost, right? He's like, well, that's, yeah. So, I mean, it matters. Like, every game matters. And if you can't show up for a big time matchup against a big time opponent, then What kind of heart do you have? We've talked about that enough on this show. And then this is kind of one of the ones that I'm most excited for, and that's Tennessee. I think Josh Heupel is going to build that program up, but just to get the Heupel-Oklahoma dynamic going again, that's going to be quite interesting. I don't think there's any love lost right now between Josh Heupel or with Josh Heupel and how he relates to the Oklahoma Sooners, because things are, you know, still pretty testy out there. And then at Ryan Keller 41 says versus Bama, either in Norman or Tuscaloosa, give me their evil empire. I want to blow it up like the Death Star. Shout out to the Star Wars reference. No doubt. Yeah. Nick Saban is Emperor Palpatine. And Oklahoma is Luke Skywalker and the Rebels just coming in. They'll likely be an underdog in their first matchup with Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. But how fun is that going to be going to Tuscaloosa and potentially knock off a team that's been arguably the best team in the country the last 10, 12 years? It's going to be a lot of fun. And then at N3 Ali Zero says Arkansas, and I completely agree with this one. You know, Arkansas just right across the border. Oklahoma people and Arkansas people give each other a hard time, go back and forth quite a bit. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Just getting that, again, like we talked about with Missouri, getting that border rivalry going with Arkansas. And then at Brandon Thayer says, if it's divisions, probably LSU, because I want revenge on that horrible playoff game. Another team is Missouri because it's close to me and I'll probably go to every game. That's how I feel about, you know, Arkansas. Like Fayetteville is just across the border from where I live. It's about an hour, hour and a half. And so it's like super easy for me and my family to get to Fayetteville and go see a Razorbacks game or Oklahoma play the Razorbacks. I think that'd be a lot of fun for sure. And then at Lamont 6-0 low, Lamont Jones says, OU at Ole Miss. I'm ready to tailgate in the Grove. And how great are going some of those tailgate situations going to be when Oklahoma goes on the road? I mean, we talked about it earlier this week, but the grandeur that the SEC brings to college football, and not just with their top teams, but really throughout, like it's an experience following SEC teams or going to SEC games. And you see it when they broadcast this college game day experiences. OU and Texas have kind of been out of place with the rest of the Big 12. Their capacities, their tradition, their history, their level of success, getting into an SEC team or an SEC conference fits them a little bit better from a character standpoint, from a historical standpoint, from a capacity standpoint, and just from an atmosphere standpoint. I think they're going to be a much better fit in the SEC than they are with some of the small stadiums, more recent history of success schools, where even then, like there's just not a lot of historical success that they can hang their hat on, like a lot of the teams in the SEC. I mean, even though Florida, you know, hasn't been very successful in the last 10 years, I mean, they were one of the best teams in the country from 2000 to 2010, with, you know, Chris Leak and Tim Tebow. And then even before that, going back to the Steve Spurrier days in the 80s and 90s was, you know, Danny Werfel. They've had a long run of success as well. You know, Tennessee in the 90s was one of the better programs in the country. You got Alabama, you got Auburn, obviously. And then even Georgia, you know, they're a team that's consistently one of the, I would say, I don't know, top 10 teams in the country, you know, 10 to 15. They're a team that can be a thorn in the side of the top guys in the SEC. But they even have some historical significance in college football as well. Herschel Walker was a huge part of the 1980s Georgia Bulldogs and bringing them to the top of the college football food chain. And, you know, they're one of the teams that has this kind of a claim on running back university with some of their recent success at putting running backs into the NFL. And so, yeah, there's going to be a lot of really fun matchups. And while it's not official yet, it's going to be official at some point down the road. And it's going to be a lot of fun to talk about here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. And so I hope that you are subscribed wherever you get your podcasts and you're following the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. I love getting your responses. I love reading those here on the air. And so anytime that you've got a question or a thought, feel free to share it, shoot it to me at Locked On Sooners. You can even shoot it to me at lockedonsooners@gmail.com as well. Love sharing fan reaction and fan feedback. And it's going to be a great time talking Sooners football in the near future, maybe in 2022. as we look at a potential SEC schedule. But let's look at what an SEC schedule could look like for the Oklahoma Sooners coming up next. But first, let me talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using our promo code LOCKEDON. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And before we could get into potential schedules for the Oklahoma Sooners if they go to the SEC, let's talk about the live NBA draft show. It's NBA draft day. Austin Reeves potentially could go in the second round of the NBA draft. And NBA draft GOAT Chad Ford, Locked On NBA draft host Rafael Barlow, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales will be live this year covering the NBA draft. It's Locked On NBA Draft 2021, brought to you by Built Bar. Get local expert analysis on each pick. Follow Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch our live coverage on July 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And again, thank you so much for joining the show, listening to the show. If you're new to the show, again, my name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And you can read my work covering the Oklahoma Sooners over at the Sooners Wire at usatoday.com. And I just want you to know that I really love just talking sports. It's a lot of fun. I believe that sports is fun. It should be fun. And the way we talk about sports should be fun. I hope that you enjoy listening to the show. And I really do thank you for taking the time to listen to this. It definitely makes the work I put in worthwhile when I know that you are listening. We've had huge growth over the last couple weeks, 3 weeks. And I can't thank you enough for just tuning in and making this a part of your regular commute or your workout. It means a lot that you are here and listening to this show. So again, thank you very much for being a part of the show. Again, like I said in the previous segment, I love providing feedback and love sharing your thoughts and your opinions on the show. So definitely send me your takes. I love to read the best takes online or on the show that we get from Twitter. And so definitely send me those. So let's talk schedule. So I wrote about it over at the Sooners Wire earlier this week and what a potential SEC schedule could look like for the Oklahoma Sooners. And we've seen a couple different things. The SEC Network put out one that looks like it could be like a pod system where Oklahoma's in a group, or Oklahoma is a part of a group of four teams with Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas. And it's kind of interesting. So it's four team pods, and you'd play the other three teams in your pod every season. And then you'd play two games against each of the other pods. So you'd basically get nine games on your schedule that are SEC games. So for example, Oklahoma would play Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, LSU, Mississippi State, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky. So that's one example of what their schedule could look like in a four-team pod. Now, it'd be, like I said, a nine-game conference schedule. You'd play host to every team at least once every 4 years. The one thing I'm not clear on exactly is how then they decide which teams would represent the conference in the SEC championship. Is it something like just the best record from your nine-game conference slate? Do they end up going to a four-team SEC playoff? That's the part I'm still unclear about. I've not been able to find any information on that, but it's kind of an interesting look at it. You know, you'd play basically every team every other year, and then you'd play in your pod every year. So every year, Oklahoma would play Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, which makes a ton of sense because you'd get, you know, your three border states on the schedule every single year. It would help to enhance those games and enhance those rivalries, knowing that the travel is so close that, you know, the away team fans could easily make it to those games. And then potentially you're going to get an LSU on your schedule every other year, or Alabama on your schedule every other year. Now, I kind of looked at it more like that it might be better to have two 19 or 18 divisions where you're playing seven games in your division, four games against the other division for 11 SEC games. And then if you want a 12th game, you could have one non-conference game. And if you're the SEC, this just brings more focus to your conference, your brand, and allows you to have more SEC games on the schedule every single week that are conference games, as opposed to, you know, you're looking at playing an FCS school and then maybe one Power Five school and then, you know, another group of five school as part of your your non-conference schedule. You can just kind of remove that. You can play one non-conference game and have your 12 game schedule. Now, I think the nine game does allow for a little bit more conference non-conference flexibility. So that does make sense a little bit to me. But to me, I'd like to see just more conference games on the schedule because the conference games are what matter most in deciding the, you know, the conference championship. But it, nothing is final. Nothing is it's set in stone. A lot of this is just proposals and possibilities. If they continue to expand, I mean, there's just because they've expanded or they're planning to expand just to two teams doesn't mean they couldn't add two more teams or four more teams and go to 20. I mean, there's no telling what the SEC will look like when we get to 2022, if Oklahoma and Texas are going to join the conference that early. It could be a totally different league than what we expect it to be right now. And so it's an ever evolving process. It's an ever evolving college football landscape, and who knows where it's headed. I mean, there's talk of, you know, the AAC becoming the next kind of Power Five member. There's talk about Big Ten adding Big 12 schools or the Pac-12 looking into some of the Big 12 schools. And so this is constantly going to be changing and evolving. And it's crazy to see how much has changed in just the last week from when this was first reported that Oklahoma and Texas were like exploring the possibility of joining the SEC. So much has changed. And I think tomorrow would be good to kind of go back and recap where all this started and where it's at and where it's even headed. And so we'll do that on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Sooners. And that's going to do it for today's show. Again, thank you so much for joining the show, for listening, subscribing, wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on Apple, Google, Spotify. Make sure you are subscribed and share the podcast with a friend. Let them know that you're listening to Locked On Sooners, and check out one of our other shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. We have shows covering every major sports team across the country in all four professional sports, and then most college sports as well, or most college teams as well. And until tomorrow, Boomer Sooner.